You are still listening to The Captain.
Selamat datang kembali di The Captain, tentunya di Brava Radio 103.8 Brava Radio. Ada saya Stanley Agustaf dan tamu kita, The Captain kita minggu ini, Irvin Yeo, Regional General Manager Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia, and also VP of Strategic Planning of the Ascott Limited. Anda pasti sudah sering mendengar nama Ascott dimanapun Anda stay, mungkin di berbagai dunia. Ascott ini sebuah jaminan untuk stay longer yang cukup menarik, terutama untuk para corporate clients gitu ya. Ini penting sekali. And Irvin here is to explain about his passion in the hospitality industry. So you have been serving in the hospitality industry for 3 years. Well, which area was before that? Which field before the hospitality?
I was in government. I was a diplomat in DC.
Really? Oh,
yes.
How do you find it different between handling government relationship now it's with the public?
You must always smile when you meet people or whatever you think of them, huh?
Smile.
You meet all kinds of people in our industry. Same for yours, I'm sure.
True. Interesting. And what is your approach to social media and internet, especially review websites through a lot of platform like TripAdvisor and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. We are now generated to people's opinions, comments on Ascott's property and all that stuff. How do you manage that on a daily basis?
Okay, the first thing you need to do is develop a thick skin.
Yeah.
Because there are always going to be positive reviews and there will be negative reviews.
Yeah.
So you need to read your negative reviews and decide, is this constructive? If it's a constructive review, okay, we need to do something about it. If it's because a guest had a bad day and they want to complain about everything, sometimes you need to separate. Yeah. So it's important from management perspective to take guests' feedback very seriously, but instead of jumping, the first thing we do when we get negative feedback is to check with the team on the ground and the property, because there are always many sides to a story.
Yep.
So we want to understand, is it really our fault or is there a misunderstanding or is there something else going on?
Okay.
But yes, we take all this very seriously. And I think hospitality industry is something that you can understand because it's something that we experience ourselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are travelers on our own.
Yeah.
So you got to think about when you travel, what do you do? When you want to book something, you go online, you also read the reviews.
Yeah.
So you need to check and then decide. Yeah. So you also will check what are the negative reviews before you pick a hotel.
Yeah.
So we put ourselves in the guest perspective and it's easy because we are also guests sometimes.
Yeah. We should experience ourselves as a guest.
Okay, but now that I'm in the industry, I'm a lot kinder to other hotels when I go.
Okay, interesting. And in today's digital world, what are the big changes that you have observed in the hospitality industry currently? How do you compete with the accommodation sharing life, like sharing sites such as Airbnb and all that stuff?
Yeah, Airbnb is a reality. I think home sharing is a reality. It's just more competition for us. And you just have to continue to differentiate. You know, we spoke a little bit earlier on the show about the hardware.
Yep.
Being the same, but where you differentiate is the software, the experience, your safety, your security. I think for now, corporates are still quite concerned about security and safety when people travel. I was an early adopter of Airbnb.
Yeah.
I used to use it many years ago. I used to rent my apartment out on Airbnb when I went on trips. But it just took one negative experience, and then I stopped listing my apartment. So there's that. But I think it's real. I think some of us, when we travel, we also look at all the options, right? Guests are now very discerning because we talked about the internet. Now a lot of information is at the tip of your fingers. You don't have to go to travel agent one, take two brochures, travel agent two, take two brochures. Now I just go online. I have four tabs open. I have all my options. So we just want to make sure that we look like a good option when people want to pick something.
Okay, that's your aim, interesting. Jadi Ascott ini memang memaintain segala sesuatu dengan baik nih, Brava Listener. Dan harapannya mereka juga, mereka menjadi user juga. Jadi mereka mengamati di berbagai aspek. Now you're preparing for a new launch of a new property there, Ascott Sudirman. Tell me about it. Ascott Sudirman, where is it?
9th operating property here in Indonesia.
9th, okay.
In Jakarta. It is at Ciputra World 2 in Sudirman. And we are doing our opening on next Monday. So we would like to invite you and all your listeners, please come and check us out. We are near Lotte World, where we also have Ascott Kuningan. So it's a beautiful property. It's next to the Tokopedia Tower.
Okay.
It's a great location, great property, very good fit out. Yeah. Brand new. So please come and try it out and let us know what you think of the Ascot experience.
Ah, jadi dia undang juga nih Brava listeners nih datang ke Ciputra World 2 hari Senin ini, mereka akan launching what's the property's name? Ascot Kuningan?
Ascot Sudirman.
Ascot Jakarta. Sudirman ya. Ascot yeah. Sudirman. Jadi kalau ada waktu yeah. atau mungkin lagi jalan-jalan di sana yeah. boleh mampir ke sana. Yeah. Oke. How different is it from other 8 Ascot properties in
okay. Ciputra? So we have different brands. In Indonesia, we have our Ascot brand, our Somerset brand, and our Citadines brand.
Yeah.
And these cater to different travelers.
Okay.
Citadines, it's more for your individual business travelers, maybe with a spouse, maybe with a partner, or on the project team. Somerset, it's more for families,
yeah.
children. So we have children playrooms, we have areas for that.
Okay.
And Ascot is our premier brand. We put it only in the best locations. And in Indonesia, in Jakarta alone, we have 3 Ascots. We have Ascot Jakarta yeah, in yeah. Tamrin, mm-hmm. Ascot Kuningan, Ascot Sudirman. And these are all areas we think are very good locations and good place to put Ascots.
Okay. I wonder how what people who have stayed for a longer period of time mm-hmm. in Ascot respond about what Ascot has provided. Did you ever hear what they say about Ascot, living in Ascot?
Yeah, the most important thing we want them to say is that it felt like home.
Okay.
Because they are away from home.
Yeah.
You stay in an Ascot because you are away from home. And, in some countries, the longest someone has ever stayed with us is 19 years.
Okay. 19 years?
19 years. Hey, you can buy 2 properties now for the rent. No. We like it here. We have the daily service. It feels like home.
Okay.
People like comfort. And when they are away from their home, they want to feel that wherever they are, people say, don't change your company, your industry, or your country all at the same time. So sometimes people change. The one thing we want to keep constant is the living experience.
The living experience. Yeah. Okay. Wah, jadi ada orang yang sudah 19 tahun bekerja tinggal di propertinya Ascot. Brave listeners, hebat ya. Menarik sekali. Nanti kita balik lagi untuk ngobrol-ngobrol lebih lanjut. Ya, stay tuned on The Captain, 103.8 Brava Radio.
Don't go anywhere. The Captain will be right back.